Welcome to News Burp, the show that trawls the internet for news and burps its essence in your general direction. My name is Matt, and today we're talking about deepfakes. Deepfakes. For many of us, the term and even the application, the process, the result of a deepfake might be something that you think is on a social media app like a TikTok or a Snapchat is a filter. And there are some rudimentary filters out there, but a deepfake is something a little bit more serious. Well, that's what some people are saying anyway. And some people are worried that it's been taken to some very, very sinister levels. And you also might hear the term synthetic media being thrown around. That's the term for deepfakes. And while looking around for topics to talk about in today's video, I came across a 60 Minutes thing about deepfakes and synthetic media. That kind of raised my eyebrow. Check it out.
We spoke with Nina Schick, who wrote the book Deepfakes.
Video evidence is always so compelling in a court of law. We see it as an extension of our own perception. As people become aware that deepfakes exist, right? That even videos can be faked, people start to lose trust in all authentic media. And this is a concept known as the liar's dividend. If everything can be faked, then nothing is real.
And the reason why that raised my eyebrow, maybe it did yours as well, is because how long is it going to be before we're manipulated by deepfakes? We've already seen in the media, and there's various confirmed reports of foreign collusion in elections, regardless of what country, but we all know we're talking about America, Russian collusion. There was other reports that it was happening in Macedonia. Sites registered in Macedonia were releasing hundreds and hundreds of fake news stories onto Facebook, probably just for divilment and probably just to cause some chaos, but it did end up having, in some people's opinions, effects on the election. So how long before it becomes something that's actually utilised? I don't think it's going to be all that long. Just look at the term fake news. Now, many people might not realise that the term fake news was actually first coined publicly by Hillary Clinton in a speech that she was given after she'd lost the election in 2016 to Donald Trump. Trump himself then began to use it the year later, and it became one of the slogans that he was most known for. Fake news, you're fake news, you're fake news, you're fake news, everybody's fake news. And so now, depending on what side of the fence you fall on, you don't trust the other side's fake news. That's just what's happened. Maybe that'll change one day. Maybe the media will come clean and show us everything. It's kind of hard to believe that they will. But how long is it going to be before one side or the other or both starts to utilize deepfake technology to smear their opponent's reputation or unearth a video that has just been discovered and it turns out to be a deepfake? With tensions between certain countries being so raw at the moment, would one of them be so brazen as to put together a really damning and incriminating deep fake for the foreign enemy just to garner propaganda support in their own country? It's not beyond the realms of possibility. And the danger for me is that not a lot of people, in fact, probably a frighteningly small number of people, know the business behind a deepfake and how it's put together and the technology of it. And it's all about AI and training AI and AI learning facial expressions. And I'm sure it's been advanced more than that now to go into body language, to go into, you know, tics that somebody might have, mannerisms. And then all you'll need is somebody who can do a half-decent impression of the person. And before you know it, you've half the world faked and fooled that the person they're watching is not actually the person they think it is. We all know about deepfake Tom Cruise on TikTok. He's doing around as well. He also features in the 60 Minutes. But for those of you who haven't seen it, take a look at this.
This is not Tom Cruise. It's one of a series of hyper-realistic deepfakes of the movie star that began appearing on the video sharing app TikTok earlier this year.
Hey, what's up, TikTok?
For days, people wondered if they were real. And if not, who had created them?
It's important.
Finally, a modest 32-year-old Belgian visual effects artist named Chris Umi stepped forward to claim credit.
We believed as long as we're making clear this is a parody, we're not doing anything to harm his image, but after a few videos, we realized, like, this is blowing up. We're getting millions and millions and millions of views.
Umi says his work is made easier because he teamed up with a Tom Cruise impersonator whose voice, gestures, and hair are nearly identical to the real McCoy. Umi only deepfakes Cruise's face and stitches that onto the real video and sound of the impersonator.
That's where the magic happens.
The technology is there. He's obviously, I would say he's maybe pioneering some of the technology because he's using it so often and he's in there in the deep of it and he knows the potential of it. Now, he says he's only doing it for entertainment, and I believe him. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's going to be using it for any sinister purposes. But we can't deny that there are people out there who would be using it for sinister purposes. I mean, let me know down below. If you were watching a deep fake, could you tell it was a deep fake? Now, I'm into my movies and I always watch the behind the scenes and the Blu-ray extras, and I'm deep into how things are made, and I ruin a lot of movies for myself by that. And I can understand how some people wouldn't be able to tell that it was a deep fake until it was explained by the guys at the corridor crew.
Seen as the Tom Cruise deep fakes.
What's up, TikTok?
Deep Tom Cruise by Chris Kume. I mean, those are wonderful, but you can tell the deepfakes if you scrutinize it. You can see there's no crisp shadow under the nose from the sunlight. There's a bit of a sense of, like, his face is being lit and then, like, re-lit again.
I feel fresh as a button.
But even, like, the teeth, like, the lighting on the teeth is not quite right. Also, you can see it feels a little bit like it's a flat texture of a face, you know?
So the average person can be duped very easily. Think about it. If somebody can be duped just by sending a fake story around on Facebook or Twitter, a text story to a news site which is supposedly real, the average person can't tell which news site is real and which one is fake and which one is clickbait, which one is being paid for by a political side or blah, blah, blah. So how is that person supposed to not trust their own eyes and their ears if they see Tom Cruise coming on and it's not Tom Cruise? Let's say it's not something fluffy on TikTok to promote a movie. Let's say something more sinister. Let's say the President of the United States comes on and says he's declaring war. That might be scaremongering, but it's not beyond the realms of possibility. The world has seen some fucked up shit in the last 2 years. You saying you can't imagine something like that? It doesn't have to be the American side doing it. It could be any side. It could be anyone. For divilment. And it could be taken the wrong way. And the next thing you know, it's like, well, that was a deep fake. The other side of it is, what if it's real? What if we catch somebody doing something really abhorrent on camera, something that we can't imagine a real person would do, and all they have to say is, that was a deep fake. That's not me. Fake news, deep fake. I was hacked. Of course, we've all seen that excuse being used. I was hacked. It was a disgruntled employee. It wasn't me. You know, the shaggy defense. And then, of course, you have the media control. I mean, whatever you think about the media and the mainstream media or the lamestream media, whatever you want to call it, they obviously control what we see because they're who we go to for our news. Now, you may or may not be aware that there were sex tapes and there was laptops and all this kind of thing going around just prior to the previous election about Hunter Biden. Some of you may have seen the stuff. It's pretty damning stuff. No mention of a deep fake. Nobody said, oh, it's deepfake, it's fake, it's not him. Everyone just ignored it. So again, maybe it comes down to the media. How are they going to perceive it? How are they going to use it? Are they going to use deepfakes? Are they going to blame deepfakes? And synthetic media, think about that term, made up media. It's the same as fake news, but it sounds a bit more scary, a little bit more Mission Impossible MacGuffin, doesn't it? Synthetic media. Go back to last Christmas when Channel 4 duped I don't know how many people by having the Queen deliver obviously a parody speech and then dance on top of her table as if she's doing a TikTok video.
Would you mind awfully? You'll have to move that camera back. Everyone ready?
Lizzie, bust the move. But how many people thought that was real? And they maybe took it in good spirits, or they thought, what's happening to the monarchy, or blah, 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 whatever the opinions were. But people were fooled. So people are fooled by that. And that technology was 18 months old at this stage. The technology is already progressing at a rate at which we can't keep up. And I personally think that if we don't get ahead of the game and find a way to manage it, we're going to be in trouble. Maybe as well as developing this technology, we should be looking at technology that can detect deepfake within produced media. Because at least then we'll know this is fake, this is not fake. I'm sure the technology is out there, or maybe it's been developed, but it's not being as widely publicized as the deepfake stuff. And take it down to a personal level. And I say this because it was a big thing in the media a while ago where revenge porn was a thing. And revenge porn was being clamped down on by the legitimate porn sites like Pornhub and everyone else. And Pornhub and their other sites have actually banned deepfakes. You can search for the term deepfake, but nothing will come up. And they banned that term. But can you imagine if the technology gets so real and so clear and so believable that your dirty ex creates a deep fake of a sex tape and you don't have to be anywhere near it? The damage might be done. You'll know you're not in it. You can tell everybody it was a deep fake. But the damage is already done. And even if people believe it was a deep fake, you still become the person who's known as the deep fake sex tape person. I'm all for a bit of fun with technology, but I think we need to keep an eye on a more sinister side of it. What do you think? Let me know down below. Comment down below. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss anything here. Also, get our weekly podcast, Newsburp, everywhere you get podcasts. You can get us on Twitter, at Newsburp. And the email is shout@thenewsburp.com. The website is thenewsburp.com. You get us everywhere. Best place to get me is a comment down here because I watch the comments. I'm terrible at social media. But hit me up if you like. And let me know what you think of deepfakes. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.